USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hamas is encouraging residents in northern Gaza to disregard Israeli instructions to evacuate the area. With more than 300,000 Israeli troops amassed near the border, there is growing speculation of an impending ground assault. Small Israeli ground units have already entered Gaza. A journalist from Reuters lost his life during rocket fire on the Lebanon-Israel border today. Amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, the U.S. is actively addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. President Biden, speaking in Philadelphia, had this to say about Hamas.
These guys make they make Al-Qaeda look pure. They're pure evil.
He stated that his administration is collaborating with Arab nations to increase aid to Gaza. Concurrently, Israeli forces are reportedly conducting hostage searches within Gaza ahead of an anticipated ground assault. As of now, there have been no reports of violence in the U.S. following a call for a global day of jihad by a former Hamas leader. Authorities in New York said that they are still making arrangements for pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Meanwhile, in France and Germany, gatherings and protests in support of Palestine have been banned. Healthcare professionals nationwide are expressing optimism about the tentative accord reached with Kaiser Permanente. Caroline Lucas, the executive director of the Coalition of Unions, hails this agreement as a milestone.
I just want to say that every single one of our frontline healthcare workers who were here negotiating shared stories from the depths of their heart about how for them, providing healthcare to patients was a calling, and that their advocacy for safe staffing was a moral imperative.
Union members will now vote on whether to approve that pending contract. Americans owe a record-breaking $688 billion in unpaid taxes from their 2021 returns, according to the IRS. To prevent a recurrence, the IRS plans to increase audits and enforcement measures. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines, plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Healthcare premiums will rise next year for the nearly 66 million Americans enrolled in the government's Medicare program. The standard monthly cost of Medicare Part B will increase 6% from $164.90 to $174.70 in 2024. The annual deductible for Medicare Part B beneficiaries will rise from $226 to $240 next year. Rising concerns among investors are driving global energy prices up. According to CNN, the primary factor behind the surge in oil and gas prices is the conflict in Israel and the apprehension that it might spread across the broader region renowned for its oil production. An expert noted that despite the record levels of U.S. oil production, there could still be a significant disruption to supplies in the near future. Did you know you're actually safer today, despite its ominous date?
Today, it's Friday the 13th. If you find yourself feeling a little extra anxiety today, you may suffer from triskaidekaphobia, a fear of things having to do with the number 13. Now, research shows that millions suffer from this phobia, and because of it, many will even stay home from work. Experts say people are actually safer on Friday the 13th because they tend to be more cautious. I'm Corey Myers.
And Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour film, brought in nearly $3 million just last night. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.